Yeah But Still.
Oh boy.
Welcome to Yeah But Still. Today is Sunday. It is 12:35 p.m. Brandon's in the studio.
I'm back. I'm here.
You didn't leave,
never left.
I left.
Yeah.
I was in Vegas, baby.
You're back.
I was in Vegas, Nevada.
Yeah.
Nevada.
You're in the cut.
I was deep in the cut.
You're deep in the shit.
I saw some shit this weekend.
You were there.
I literally saw it. Got to see everything.
You were there. You were in politics junkie mode.
I was in politics
junkie
mode.
You're being a real politics junkie.
I know. Well, I started feeling like a journalist near the end.
Yeah.
And, like, started thinking like one where I was like, ooh, is it unethical for me to post a Bernie tweet right now? And I'm like, then I'd be like, yeah, I'm not a fucking journalist.
Right.
Like, I've just been around them for too long.
Yeah.
Like, I don't have to be impartial.
Well, you took an impulse trip to Nevada.
Yeah.
It was news to me.
Well, I mean, I told you I was trying to go to New Hampshire before.
Yeah.
And then we weren't able to. I think it was because of the live podcast. It was like just ate into it. But I wanted to go be on the ground. By the way, shout out Lance Bangs.
Oh, New Hampshire was like weeks after that.
It was something. For some reason, I was not able, schedule-wise, not able to go to New Hampshire.
Yeah.
Which I originally wanted to do and just follow the campaigns.
Yeah.
And just watch. That's probably the best place you could do it. But shout out Lance Bangs for getting me official credentials as a journalist because I did need them.
Oh, yeah.
Dude, literally, Warren's rally, hard check. I mean, I had to use them to RSVP for like a lot of them, but they like took, by the way, Lance Bangs just bought me that membership. It's like $100. I think anybody could do it or something. But like,
so they just, what is the membership called?
Society of Professional Journalists.
Okay.
But
beautiful.
Like, they like took my card and I had to wait 10 minutes while they like texted the rest of the team with my SPJ card ID number.
Yeah.
And like got approval on me and I was allowed in.
Oh boy.
So actually I did use that card.
Yeah.
They checked to make sure I was a real journalist. But yeah, I was deep in the cut. And it was pretty cool to see.
Yeah.
I mean,
I saw all of it.
I saw the only campaign that I didn't get to see was Pete's. But I don't know how much he was really doing.
In Nevada?
Yeah. So my schedule was started the morning with Donald Trump rally. Then I went to Biden.
Yeah.
Saw Biden in the flesh do his thing. And then I went over to Warren and then ended the day with Sanders. And in between that, actually, I tried to stop. I was supposed to go caucus with I was actually trying to find not caucus. I was trying to canvass with Justin Jackson, that NFL player.
Oh, yeah.
Because he was out there canvassing. That guy rules, by the way.
Yeah, he's great.
Absolute celeb. I mean, he was an NFL celeb before, but like,
yeah,
dude, I was just like, everybody was talking to him out there. He's like
the
starlet of leftist politics.
I'm sure.
Now. Yeah, just getting swarmed.
Yeah.
I was trying to do that, but they ran out of, they like literally finished canvassing the Bernie team. They like knocked
right,
down
like
all
they
the
ran
doors.
Out of houses to
yeah.
canvass it. Yeah.
And that day when I was supposed to meet up with them, the person he was canvassing with, Jordan, was like, dude, we just like had to knock on like an empty church that's like boarded up or some shit.
Yeah.
Like we've ran out of places to hit. We're just like literally knocking on like foundations of houses and we're just going home.
Right.
We're out of buildings.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was pretty cool, man.
Yeah, that's great. That's like very exciting.
And I was recording an episode. So I'm not sure what's going to come of it. If anything, at the very least, it'll be like bonus content on the Patreon or something because
the Patreon. Nevada
it's definitely not like comedy, you know?
Yeah.
Like it's like,
but
I
just
mean,
you
funny
on the
parts.
Ground
yeah, yeah. So, yeah, I mean, I was just there, I was just like recording and documenting the whole time, so
yeah,
it'll take me a minute to edit this shit together, but it was interesting. I followed Dave Weigel from the Washington Post.
Yes,
you know him.
Yeah,
you met him first actually.
Yeah,
he came to
been known this man
for some reason, came to one of your Oxcord DJ sets.
Well, he came to a stand-up show first.
Oh, okay.
And then he followed.
Although I will say, driving around with him, he was listening to a lot of soundtracks very similar to you.
Oh yeah,
yeah, he was bumping some soundtracks.
What kind of soundtracks?
We were listening to the Uncut Gems soundtrack.
Yeah, the Uncut Gems soundtrack is really good, man.
Yeah,
I mean, it's just an OPN album. Mm-hmm. It's just 10 Tricks Point to Never.
It's just the...
but under his government name.
It's just the Akira soundtrack.
Wait, he was listening to the Akira soundtrack?
No, I mean, like, Uncut Gems, they have one song off there. It's literally just a rip of the Akira soundtrack.
Hmm.
You never heard that?
I'm not familiar with this.
Damn, fake anime fan.
I didn't know that people are saying this.
Oh, really?
No.
That was a whole thing.
Wow.
But yeah, he says it was like an homage, but it's just like literally, I think it's Tetsuo's theme from Akira.
Okay.
I could be wrong. But anyway.
So you're driving around Nevada playing the Uncut Gems soundtrack.
Yeah, it was fun.
Just like driving around the neighborhood.
Well, we were driving between campaign stops.
Yeah.
Just going to fucking Pete and Warren Town.
Right.
By the way, I have to say, I want to plug to all the listeners to sign up to Canvas because it was like, dude, I did get to see it and it seemed fucking fun. The first night I went to, there was like a big party just for the Canvassers that like some of my friends were putting on, and it was like a concert. Dude, it's a fucking army of people out there canvassing for him.
Yeah,
and people coming in from out of town.
Very powerful movement.
Yeah, and dude, there's like people from bands and like, you know, NFL players and all sorts of people out there like literally canvassing.
Mm-hmm.
Tons of people.
You should
like 100%. I'm going to start doing it here in California.
Yeah.
But like even if, dude, anybody who's bored, 100%. Meet some girls, meet some guys. Dude, it might be, you know, I'm not going to say it, but it might be a good place, you know?
To get laid.
Get some pussy.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Maybe maybe even with the door knock.
Okay.
Maybe a sexy, sexy somebody opens the door.
Yeah.
And they're in like a red silk robe.
All caps title, I canvas for Bernie, parentheses gone horny.
Yes.
One of those. Parentheses gone sexual.
Yeah.
That sounds good.
You never know.
Bernie supporters have the best pussy for real.
Damn, it's true.
Many people are saying this.
I'm trying to get that primary pussy.
Many people are saying this.
But I mean, seriously, I did talk to more people this weekend than I have like probably in the last several months combined.
Yeah.
So like anybody that's just like finding themselves sitting online too often and like bored, definitely go
bored
do
and
it.
Just disillusioned and
just
sort
like
of,
anything. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's just like it's at the bare minimum, it feels good to go do it.
Yeah.
At best, you're like making friends and just like doing something. It felt good. Dude, I don't leave my fucking house, so it felt good to literally be out of my house.
Yeah.
And then also you're just like around, just like talking to people and like actually doing something. It's good. It felt good. And another thing, I mean, dude, I have like internet brain rot, so I always find myself, I'm too wrapped into this election.
Right.
And I mean, I think everybody gets like that, but like, you know, you'll see some freak online like just like drop some awful post.
Yeah.
And get like all worked up about it.
Right.
But your perception,
but it doesn't, it's not real.
It's not real. And your perception of that shit changes once you, because I don't think people realize like how big his operation is.
Yeah.
But when you see it in action and you, then when you look at those posts, you're like, oh dude, in the time it took you to write that shit.
Yeah.
Bernie people knocked on 10 doors.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, absolutely.
And by the way, the other campaigns aren't doing that.
Right.
I talked to Warren people. Wait, I mean, we could talk about that later, but like I talked to Warren people and they're like, they did some door knocking, but they're knocking on people who already support Warren. And they're just kind of going to Warren supporters' doors being like, hey, can you please go vote?
And yeah.
Like, Bernie people knocked on every single door.
Right.
They finished.
Yeah.
It's just a huge operation. So
yeah,
it's a good thing to do. A lot of people came from out of town as well.
Yeah. No, when you're actually like on the ground talking to real people, I feel like there's a, I don't know. Well, there's a, I don't know. I think if you spend all day online, you kind of forget what humanity is like.
Yeah.
You kind of forget what like actual, there's no humanity to like just fucking refreshing Twitter and then getting mad about like,
yeah,
you know, whatever smooth brain centrist lib is saying, whatever dumb bullshit.
It's so easy to get it wrapped up in that.
It's not productive.
It's not productive, but also like, I do, it's not like, you know, people always say like, dude, just like log off and go outside. Like that doesn't always work, but dude,
that
this,
it does. I think
this
that's
is a
real
good alternative.
Yeah.
Cause it's like, for some people it's hard to stop caring about the election.
Oh yeah. I don't think that the solution is like disengagement.
Yeah.
I think the solution is to engage in the real world.
Yeah. Cause it was also, I talked to Bro, I mean, I started that morning.
By the way, I would have been in Nevada if I had been invited.
By
for
who?
The record.
Bernie Sanders?
By you.
You don't have to be invited to go
you
canvas.
You didn't ask. No, well, you were like, oh, I'm flying to Las Vegas in an hour.
Yeah, it was
and
last
I was
minute.
Like, oh, well.
But also, you would have, dude, you would have not liked the shit I was doing. Like, literally standing in, like, a grass field with an audio recorder waiting for something to happen. It was boring.
Yeah. Like, right.
Plus, I did need those credentials somehow. Like, I can't believe I actually needed to use them. But I, like, really did
the,
to get into
the
these events.
The National Society of Journalism.
Yeah. But, hey, I mean, go to, you could, dude, do a road trip to South Carolina or something. It was fun. Or whatever. Yeah. I mean, I'm tempted to do it.
Yeah.
I was out there reporting, but a lot of people were out there canvassing, and I could see it being fun.
Yeah.
I met a lot of crews that, like, came out from wherever.
Yeah.
But, dude, I'll say this. The Trump rally was a little wild. I mean,
sure.
That was the most fascinating thing.
Yeah. What was he? He was just over there, like, he was like,
just,
oh, there's...
There's no Republican caucus in Nevada.
Right.
He was just there pumping
people
up. And he had a fucking massive crowd.
It's crazy how he never stopped.
Crowd.
He never stopped touring.
Didn't stop touring.
He's in it to tour.
And it was like, it was a massive culture shock.
He's a road dog.
Yeah. Massive culture shock and like full reset of my brain and perception of everything.
Yeah.
But not in the way of like, oh, all of these people are racists and bigots. I can't believe I'm around them. No, it was like just way different. First of all, first thing I noticed, his merch game. He's crushing everybody on the merch. Absolutely no denying it.
Yeah.
The amount of merch and the variety. And there's no like analogous type of merch that Bernie has. Like Trump Rambo shirt, Trump Goodfellas shirt.
Yeah.
It's like, dude, that doesn't work for anybody.
No.
It only works for him.
Yeah.
And then
the drip.
The sheer amount of people, the MAGA drip. The sheer amount of people there was shocking.
Yeah.
The types of people, and then of course talking to them.
Who'd you talk to? You're gonna have audio on the Patreon.
Yeah, I'll have some audio.
Yeah.
I mean, we talked to some Q people. We talked to a variety of people. The main thing that I noticed is like, they just, you know, they like his vibe. There's no like policy or whatever. Mm-hmm. I mean, I knew this before, but in person, it's like they just like him as a guy. Like, there's no, you could chit chat with them and you could push them on things. But it's like, to me, seemed kind of pointless where it's just like,
right.
You know, they'll say stuff where it's like, he doesn't apologize for America. It's like pointless to push them. But also when you're in there talking to them in person, like you get it too. You're like, oh, like, I mean, you just love this.
Right.
And it's like, you don't feel the need to even argue with them.
The Parasite like, video was very funny.
Yeah.
And him talking about like, oh yeah. So, oh, I guess South Korean movie, won the Oscar. What happened to Gone with the Wind?
Yeah.
Sunset Boulevard.
No, and people fucking love it, dude.
Uh-huh.
No, they eat it up. Like,
yeah.
He's not even up there talking about policy.
Right.
And they just love him.
He was like, why don't we bring that back?
Yeah, bring back Gone with the
Wind. Bring back Gone with the Wind.
A movie he's certainly never seen in his life. Absolutely not.
Let's bring it back.
Yeah. But I talked to a variety of people, and you're talking to them. And, you know, like, if you saw what these people were posting online, you would probably care.
Yeah.
And be like, oh, my God, I can't believe you believe that. Mm-hmm. But when you talk to them in person, it's just like, first of all, they're all super nice.
Yeah.
And kind of agreeable to the point where I was like, this is really wild. Like, what, you know.
Yeah.
But usually, well, I'll get to this. But, you know, you're hearing them, like, you're talking to Q people and all this stuff.
Yeah.
And
I mean, I've also there was no like indicator that you weren't on their side necessarily. Like,
well, I was like standing with Dave, who was wearing like a Washington Post, like everybody knew.
Oh, yeah.
But they were nice to him, too.
Yeah.
Like they would like talk about the liberal media right to him, but be nice to him.
Right.
It's like somehow when he's there, it's like, oh, not you, but like, you know, the others.
Uh-huh.
But they fucking love. They love Trump, and then Trump gets up there, and like, it's just hard because there's not really like anybody on the other side that's comparable because he's like doing crowd work.
Yeah,
like he gets up there and he's like riffing for 30 minutes right off the top. He did like 3 minutes on the pronunciation of Nevada.
Oh,
just, like,
okay.
And he was getting like roaring laughter.
Yeah,
he's like, Nevada, is that how you say it? You gotta say it like that, don't you? You can't. You gotta say it, Nevada. And like, just every time he would say Nevada, huge applause. And then he did like, just like talking about some shit I barely understood, like some team that beat the Russians and like it was great American sports. Like, you know, he's just like literally feeding them the meat, dude. And they're gobbling it up.
Yeah.
And it's like straight heroin in their veins. And then to go from that to Joe Biden, it's like they're injecting heroin, Trump heroin into their brains. Right. Like right into their veins. Biden's like drinking a watered down beer.
Right.
What's
he doing? What was he saying at the rally?
He did pretty good. Yeah. Like it was weird seeing him talk in person.
No malarkey.
15 minutes.
Yeah.
A cool 15 of Biden. He can like not stutter.
Yeah.
And he was talking to these union guys and just like doing like 2006 politics. You watch him and you're like, dude, this is just, I don't know. He's doing like, politics is not like working anymore.
This is an obsolete
literally
model.
It's like talking to union guys, be like, yeah, you guys eat lunches up there on a beam. I don't know how you do that. You guys, steel workers union. They call you that because you're all nuts. You know, you're all nuts.
Yeah.
And then everybody laughs like,
there's no like Biden colloquialisms or whatever.
Yeah. He did some stories, but they made sense. It wasn't like his thing where he starts like a Delaware story and then it just kind of like, it's infinite commas and side notes until he'll finish it off.
Oh, you can't, you know, you can't grab my pinky if I'm sucking a toe.
Yeah. Yeah. You can't get a chicken in an egg basket. That's what they used to, you know, like stuff like that. No, I didn't hear any of those.
Yeah.
But it was really brief. And he like got off the stage.
And it was also
early in the day.
Saw Trump do like an hour 30.
Trump does like 90 minutes.
He does, he's doing a whole hour 30.
I would describe the Trump event like it had the energy of a tailgate for a college football game.
Uh-huh.
Where it's like, well,
and Biden was just doing a tight 10.
And a small event. There's more press than people.
Yeah.
I don't mean to imply that the press aren't people, but you know, hey.
Mm-hmm.
Trump, it was like, it was like at an arena or something, and then there was not everybody could get in, so there was like a screen outside with food trucks and shit and a huge crowd, and it was like a tailgate because people were there just like being the vibe.
Yeah,
similar to a college tailgate where like it's like people are showing up not even necessarily to watch the game.
Uh-huh.
They're kind of like just there for the party.
Right.
That's what it was like. But yeah,
people cracking brews.
I didn't see any brews cracked, sadly.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was interesting. I mean, there's a lot of people I talked to. I'm like, this person seems like pretty reasonable. And they're kind of like, I'm like, yeah, I get why they like Trump. I don't agree with them, but I get it. And they actually seem pretty normal. But almost every single person at the end would hit me with some curveball where I'm like, there it is.
What are we talking?
Like a type of curveball would be like 8 minutes into the conversation. And then all of a sudden they're like, after some awkward silence, they're like, well, and plus, I don't agree with all the geoengineering they're doing over there. They're changing the weather and like, you know, that's real bad, modifying the weather, you know, controlling the weather. Oh, and like, I'm like, oh, OK, you know.
Yeah.
It's like they all have like one of those.
Yeah.
In there.
Right.
And it was just but he has energy and it's
you'll be having like a normal conversation and then it's like, yeah, I don't know. Yeah. 5G is making people gay.
Yeah. And then another hard part was that like some of them were like some of them were talking about like bringing up like, well, you know, also like I do think Hillary Clinton killed Jeffrey Epstein and like all of them are molesting kids and stuff. And
yeah.
It's like hold back being like, I'm with you.
Yeah. I mean. When they drop that, then you're like,
I would have felt bad like dapping them up after.
Yeah, then like all of a sudden you're like, okay, there's some common ground here. Like,
let's build.
Yeah, let's build. You know, what's your email?
Yeah,
let's talk.
Dave's way better at interviewing people than me though. Like, cause he's like good at politely pushing people,
and he's good at what?
Politely pushing people, you know. And I'm like, I was just rusty, but. Also, some of them, like the Q people, it's like, it's against my instinct to even argue with them because, like, you're hearing them, you're like, dude, like, it's kind of no skin off my back that you are into that. Like, it's their lifestyle, you know? It's like, you know, it would be like walking into an anime convention and, like, getting mad at them, even if you think it's lame. Like, once you're there, it's like, dude, they like it. Like, I don't know, I'm not going to change these people. Clearly, not going to change their minds. They're so deep in it.
You weren't canvassing there.
Yeah, I'm not. Yeah, But it's like they love it, and there's no switching them.
Mm-hmm.
And the other reaction is like, it's 100% connected to Trump. It's like not even really related to being a Republican.
Yeah.
It's like, so that's kind of interesting, because it's like if somebody else runs after him, they don't automatically get these people.
No.
It's very much specific to Trump.
No, of course.
But it was interesting. The shirts, dude, the shirts were wild. I mean, they had some sick ones.
Yeah.
I was tempted.
What kind of shirts are we talking about?
I mean, the Goodfellas shirt was really
good. Who's on the Goodfellas shirt?
It was Rudy Giuliani, Bill Barr, and Donald Trump.
You're like, what's even the implication?
I know. Yeah, I don't think he watched the end of that movie.
Yeah.
Like, where everybody snitches on each other and gets killed.
Yeah, what does that shirt mean?
Yeah, it was so funny.
Yeah.
There's a lot of those.
Right.
Yeah, it's just like wild merch.
Yeah.
So sick.
Did you cop?
I didn't. My instinct was to cop, but then I'm like, what am I going to wear Rudy Giuliani shirt ironically?
You're supposed to resell it on Grailed.
Mm-hmm. I probably could have.
Yeah.
I did get he sells them online.
Yeah.
But also people were asking where they could buy it. Like is that crossing the line, dropping the merch link to like get
this
dude
yeah,
money?
Probably.
That's crossing. I mean, if somebody found it, you'd probably find it, dude.
Yeah.
But, it was wild.
So
it was
you
cool.
started, was that the first thing?
That was the first thing. I didn't have enough coffee in me for that one.
Uh-huh.
It was like weird waking up, kind of like coming to at the Trump rally.
Right. You're blasting the Uncut Gems soundtrack in the car. You pull up to the Trump rally. You kind of take that in, and then Biden right after.
Yeah, Biden right after.
So then Biden, and then was it, where'd you hit
then
after
I hit
that?
Up, then I went up to one of the Bernie houses. I think it's called like the Socialist Garage or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
It's where like somebody like converted their house to be like a Bernie field office for canvassers.
Okay.
But it was like there was people coming in and out, and I just kind of like chilled and chatted. I wasn't even like recording half the time.
Nice.
But then like people just like ran out of things to canvas. So
yeah.
And then I wound up at the Warren thing and then the Bernie rally.
Great.
It was a good day. And then I covered the caucus the next morning.
Yeah.
But it was interesting. I saw a bunch of like Twitter journalists. In the flesh, good and bad.
Yeah,
you know, it's pretty fascinating.
What was that?
I saw Megan McArdle. She's kind of infamous.
Who's
in fact,
that?
Megan McArdle. She's like an op-ed journalist for the Washington Post, who's written like a lot of like questionable, very questionable op-eds.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Like what?
I mean, I think like she's been made fun of a lot for like writing. In involving like her obsession with like buying really expensive cookware and like tying it into politics.
Oh,
have you haven't heard of her?
No, I don't know.
I saw her a lot.
Yeah,
and then you know, I saw a lot of people I knew from the internet.
Right,
it was a real full review of the Bernie Bros.
Sick.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What have you been doing, Brandon?
I mean, I was I sent my absentee vote.
I'm gonna do that today.
I got my. My Virginia ballot in the mail, you know, filled in the Bernie bubble, sent it over. I was like, I looked up the Virginia primary polls. Sanders and Bloomberg are currently tied.
Fucking dude,
Virginia, man. What's going on?
We'll see what happens with that.
I mean, I think that's also, I don't think, that'll be the case come March 3rd or whatever, but if you're listening to the, I don't know, I can't, I was about to be like, hey, if you're listening to this in Virginia, don't vote for Bloomberg vote. And then I immediately was like, yeah, well, there's no Bloomberg voters that are like listening to this podcast.
That'd be wild.
There's nobody listening to this podcast right now is like, you know, I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We'll see how it shakes out. Cause that's the other thing too, is like being on the ground there and having to actually talk to people about it.
Yeah.
You forget that like most people don't even know what's going on at all. And, like the first impression, the guy checking us in at the hotel I told him we're here for the caucuses and he was like, oh yeah. Like, you know, and I think somehow through the bullshitting, it came out that like he could name like two of the candidates running, and it was Elizabeth Warner and Michael Bloomer. And
oh,
I was like,
nice.
Oh, you don't know anything.
Yeah.
Like, you're not, you're just like checked out, which
hell
is fine.
Yes. Yeah.
But you remember like, oh, like most people like only know who Michael Bloomberg is because he's like on TV all the time.
Yeah, because
there's
the
like a strong
ads
chance
are...
he's like, they're the only, he's the only
yeah.
one they know is running.
Right. Because
they're not paying attention. Who knows if they'll fucking vote.
Yeah.
Dude, that debate was fucking funny.
That
Mini
was
Mike.
Yeah.
Mini Mike.
Man. Yeah, that the debate was electric.
It was
the spiciest debate.
I love seeing everybody
yeah.
fuck him up.
No, that was great.
Fuck
Warren
Michael
came out.
Bloomberg. She brought the chopper.
No, that was great.
She brought the fucking
no, that,
chopper.
That rocked.
Out. Yeah. No, you gotta hand it to Liz.
Kudos to her for that. That was
she
sick.
She got his ass, dude.
Yeah, which she was like, how many?
Yeah.
She was like,
really
how
got,
he didn't know.
He was unprepared.
Yeah.
Fucking dumbass.
He
dude.
Paid like $200 million to just get like flambéed.
Yeah. Which, I mean, dude.
Which
I've
I don't
been
even know
it,
how many. He has more sexual harassment allegations than Trump does,
for
right?
For sure. And it's
yeah.
like, who, you know, he's had some wild shit too.
Yeah.
You could like, if you look up the list of the shit he said, it's like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
Bro. Like,
yeah.
It's hard to. Ugh. Especially when you hear him talk, like, professionally. It's
right.
Like, it shows a side of him where you're like, oh, dude, how much of a mask are you wearing? Like, when you're
right.
like, trying to be relatable, which he's terrible at.
Which he's, like, trying to, the whole fake affable thing that he's been doing. Like, not he hasn't been doing it, like...
Well?
Well, he yeah, of course, but he hasn't been doing it, like, actually, like, at, you know... He didn't do it at the debate, and he hasn't been doing it in, like, interviews or whatever. It's kind of just been the campaign. All of the meme accounts.
Bro, don't even get me
posting
started.
Posting the, like, fake DMs or whatever. Yeah, like, the whole narrative the and the billboards, like, the whole narrative of that is, like, oh, he's, like, very... he's endearingly out of touch. He's our grandpa.
Yeah, I don't know what they're trying to do with that.
He's just boring Trump.
Dude, the fucking...
He's just like, if Trump didn't have bars...
The blue... Yeah. No, literally.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's terrible.
He's literally like... Yeah, just if Trump was just a boring billionaire and like
yeah.
not funny.
Dude, those memes were awful. I know a lot of people that were posting those too. In fact, some of them might even be listening right now.
Who...
I was...
Yeah.
Bro, I mean, you saw the list.
Well, oh, Sunny Side Up did it.
Yeah.
Tank Sinatra. Who else? Who are the other meme
bro,
accounts?
Bro, I know. I like, casually know a lot of those people.
Uh-huh.
Like Adam the Creator. Dude, there's so many. I mean, the list is out there. But like
all of you,
know,
if any
like,
of you are listening, you're fucking pathetic for doing that.
I've just like felt.
If any of you are listening, you're absolutely
so
fucking pathetic.
I mean, they got the bag, but it's just like,
what?
Dude,
how much of a bag?
I think it was actually some of them got like a good amount.
Was it good?
Fucked.
Because there were people saying that these meme accounts got paid like $150.
It was a sliding scale. He was paying some people a lot. But dude, I mean, still, I would still turn it down.
Yeah, there's no price. There's
no,
no price that's worth it.
Not for me.
There's absolutely no price that's worth it. It's actively irresponsible.
Yeah.
Like, it's actively fucking pathetic. It's disgusting.
Yeah.
That is...
There's so many better ways to get money.
So many better ways.
Yeah.
Literally do a fucking spot. You could take... If you're in a position to, like, be doing sponsored posts... You know, there's actual, there's other things that, like, people will, like, pay you money to post
mm-hmm.
that are all more morally sound.
Yeah.
I don't know, fucking post an ad for, what, Adam and Eve or whatever?
Yeah.
I don't know, who cares?
Like, anything.
Anything.
Literally anything.
Because
that's like a big thing that I'm like getting hung up on lately.
Yeah.
I know we're getting super political on this spot, but it ties into culture too. Because, I mean, I guess, what are we even like? Cultural podcast, I guess. Who knows? That's kind of what we talk about if there's anything.
I guess.
But
yeah.
like, I keep having
depressive
episodes.
I don't necessarily consider it a cultural commentary
whatever.
Podcast.
We're a Stewie
like
Griffin.
A comedy
a
podcast.
Stewie Griffin adjacent podcast.
Yeah.
But.
Dude, around.
I like, yeah, I keep having like, anytime I imagine a Trump versus Bloomberg election, like, bro, I'd have a mental breakdown.
Oh,
it would just
yeah.
be like, it's already hard to tell yourself that like, there's meaning in anything we're doing.
Yeah.
Bloomberg versus Trump, Bro, oh, just like, imagine trying to wake up and tell you that, tell yourself that anything matters in the world.
No, I know. I'd feel so helpless.
I would have to do, I would probably
just surrender.
Move to the woods or something, or like become a criminal or something.
It would just be a moment of like, okay, yeah, the ruling class does control everything and everything is predetermined and free will is an illusion.
I think it would be widespread.
And, yeah. But I don't think I don't think it's gonna.
I don't think so anymore either.
I don't
luckily,
think there's any
everybody
path.
Everybody brought the choppers out.
Everybody brought the chopper out.
I bet that didn't feel good for people watching.
No,
or
he
for
was
people who was posting his shit. Which, by the way,
his face that whole debate. Ooh,
bro, just getting his balls stomped.
Ooh,
on.
Yeah, that was. I think. Oh, I actually developed this theory over the. I don't know. I was talking to somebody about this the other day. Because we were talking about that debate.
I think you know. I know where you're going.
FinDom.
I think he loves.
He
it.
He loves FinDom.
He loves it.
Yes.
Yeah.
Bro, Bloomberg is a FinDom guy.
And it's understandable.
Fully. He's
I mean,
getting FinDommed right now by America. I guess he's like just
he
he's,
loves it.
He's just putting so much money into these ads.
Yeah.
And getting next to nothing back.
Next to nothing. I mean, just embarrassing.
Next to nothing
himself.
Back. And it is. It is absolutely the same thing as being a rich man, you know, filling out Amazon wish lists for 20-year-old girls
yeah.
or whatever.
He might
it's
like it. Same. It's a good theory.
It's the same thing.
It's a good
I think
theory.
It's FinDom. It's mm-hmm. FinDom, bro.
Oh, you think FinDom? I think it might be like an overarching, he
this
likes
humiliation
be, yeah.
thing.
Mm-hmm.
The debate thing. Yeah, I mean, it's all... yeah, they're all arms of the same, you know, beast
yeah.
or whatever.
But
I think it's a
to
yeah.
circle way back. I do think like the Bloomberg, like chilling out like that for Bloomberg, it's like worse than any other sponsored post he could do.
Yes.
And it's like,
yeah,
I think a lot of people wouldn't, a lot of normies wouldn't agree with that, maybe, you know, because there are a lot of people who
because
are like, oh, Bloomberg would be better than Trump. Bro, I really don't think so.
He'd be
like,
as bad.
As bad or worse.
He'd
he's
be
better
worse.
At it.
Yeah, because he's at least like, yeah, that's the thing is, it would just be like.
He'd be way more effective.
Yeah, he'd be less incompetent and he wouldn't be funny.
Yeah.
And he would be boring.
Dude, like the stop and frisk stuff, even Trump says that's bad. like,
right. Yeah.
It was really bad. Inefficient.
Wait, has Trump spoke out against stop and frisk?
Well, he's came at Bloomberg about it, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, his tweets about Bloomberg are always very funny.
Yeah, I mean, stop and frisk alone.
But,
yeah,
I mean,
man.
The supporting Bloomberg, like, I do think it's worse.
Yeah.
And I see, dude, I don't, like, we could get to this, too,
you don't have any friends that did it, right?
Friends that did it?
Yeah.
The posts?
Yeah.
They're on, you know, they're all, like, internet friends that I know from like posting memes back in the
day.
You're
a former starter pack guy.
Yeah. I've like, you know, I used to like be a big shit poster.
Right.
So they're all, I mean, I was always friendly with these people, but like when I saw that, I was like,
but
man, you guys took a turn.
It's on site, right?
Bro, it's just like,
disown,
what the fuck are you doing?
Disown them.
Yeah.
Disown
like,
them right now. Tell them.
Yeah, you guys are disowned, bitch.
Yes, dude. Yes, disowned. Disowned.
No, it really.
If you are a meme account that is listening to this right now, because you're like, oh, it's Jack and whatever, fuck off. So literally, stop listening.
Well, it's just, dude,
don't respect you.
It was sad. It bummed me out to see
you're
that.
You're a soulless husk. You stand for absolutely nothing. You're absolutely fucking pathetic. If you did a fucking Bloomberg post, you're pathetic. And I don't want you listening to this podcast. Like, I will say that on record. If you are somebody that did a fucking Bloomberg sponsored post on your unfunny
meme account. I'll give them one out, Brandon. I'll give them one out. You have one out, and it's to take that Bloomberg money and donate it all to Bernie Sanders. Even if you have to do funneling.
Yeah, I don't know, man.
Would it? Well, actually, I'll get to that later, too.
Yeah.
But, If you did it and then donated it right back to Bernie, I don't know.
Yeah, but
that's a road to redemption.
It's still a dangerous misuse of platform.
Yeah, road to redemption.
Yeah.
Okay. So as long as I'm popping off about it, yeah. Another reason it's like I'm seeing, you know, there's a certain type of person that's like freaking out right now.
Yeah.
For Democrats, and by the way, it's the type of Democrat who like they're only a Democrat because, like, the previous definition for a while was that, like, being a Democrat meant could mean that you're just a Republican who has, like, one gay friend. You're just, like, don't openly hate gay people, but you're otherwise a Republican. And that definition's changed, so they're, like, really mad about it.
Yeah.
Like, there's so many people like that. Which is like, dude, what do you even want? Like, what are you, like...
Yeah.
What brings you here?
Right.
But, yeah, like, anybody with, like backing Bloomberg, it's like, dude...
Yeah.
Like, if you're rich... Or even Pete, dude. Even Pete, I've seen. Mm-hmm. Like, if you're rich and you don't want to pay more taxes, that's fine. Like, I literally...
Yeah.
That's understandable.
Yeah.
Like, it's like literally an understandable position to be in.
Yeah.
It's just like, but just vote for Trump.
Just go be a Trump supporter.
Yeah, like, I have way more respect for that.
If that's your bag.
Bro, I literally don't even, I wouldn't even be mad at a person if they told me that.
Right.
If somebody is like, yeah, I don't like Bernie because I have $40 million in my bank account and I think he's going to have a tax on it. It's like, all right, dude, yeah. I wish I did.
Well, like, that's like,
I wish I had 40 million.
At least that's more transparent.
Yeah, just like your own personal best interests.
Yeah.
That, like, you've decided they outweigh
what's
good for everybody else.
Yeah.
Just like, all right, dude, I mean, yeah. Like, it's weirder to, like, kind of, like, still pretend to be for something else.
Right.
When you're really only thinking about yourself.
Yeah.
When it's, in my opinion, it's, you could, like, if you want to do that, that's your choice.
Yeah.
You know? It's fine.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's just a fuck Bloomberg.
Yeah.
Also, those memes were so bad, dude.
They're so unfunny.
So unfunny.
Yeah.
And I'm only saying meme because they, people are calling them that, but they're not. It's just a post. Yeah. A meme, a meme has to be recreated organically and, like, multiple versions of it organically.
Yeah.
Which makes it a meme.
Okay.
It's not a meme if you're just, like, posting something that, like, nobody imitates or doesn't catch on.
Oh, right, because it needs to be, like, memetic.
Yeah.
Right. It needs to have some sort of, like, cultural echo.
Yeah, it has to do something. It has to be, like, stolen, essentially. Yeah. It's not a meme until it's stolen.
This is why the only meme account worth following is Patia's Fantasy World.
What's that one?
Patia's Fantasy World, they post a lot of the, like, that one fucking rocks. That's the one where it's all, like, Facebook memes. Like, all the, like, weird, like, the text Facebook memes with a lot of, like, emojis, like, where it'll be, like, when her pussy stink.
Oh, okay,
like,
yeah.
Where it's all just, you know, sort of, like, it'll be, like, a picture of, like, some, like, weird monster with teeth, and it'll be, like,
oh, bro.
If you give me head and you use your teeth, like, this about to be the contact photo in my phone, or, you know, that kind of stuff.
I have a good one like that I follow.
Yeah.
Fantasy World is like very strong. It's usually, like, a 45-year-old black dude who runs it.
Oh, yeah.
Which is the best, because it's, like, some of it's stuff that's
this one
is, from his Facebook feed.
This one is run by, like, some black woman in Brooklyn.
Oh, really?
And she's really, Patia's Fantasy
is
World.
Is she posting them as a joke?
Strong.
Or is she posting them authentically?
I think it's a joke, but, like, they still, you know, it's still a collection of, it's very well curated.
Yeah. Dang, I kind of forget this dude's name. I'll shout him out later if
I can
remember his name.
Patia's Fantasy World is, like, that, Patia's Fantasy World would never do a Bloomberg post.
Hell no. It is funny how much he's paying people. I was going to say, we were talking about Road to Redemption.
Classic FinDom shit.
I'm not suggesting this. I would say that it would be a shame if, you know, like, teens applied and got the job, $2,500 a month or whatever, to post Bloomberg stuff.
Uh-huh.
If they got that job, or being one of his paid canvassers, and just did a bad job at it, just so that made things worse. You know?
Uh-huh.
I mean,
yeah.
Bro, I would if I was 18 or something.
Just sabotage from the inside.
Yeah, but not even do that bad of a job.
Uh-huh.
No, you get fired instantly if you did an awful job.
Yeah.
If you were like, fuck Bloomberg, like, you know. But I would just do, like, sort of a bad job.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. I don't know the requirements.
You began this episode by plugging canvassing Bernie, and then eventually ended up on this road where you're like, listen, canvas for Bloomberg, but do a kind of bad job.
Yeah. Well, no, because then you'd be giving a portion of that money to Bernie.
Okay.
Might be illegal. I'm not suggesting this.
Yeah.
Or just, like,
I don't know if
the bag,
this plan has legs.
But you have to do bad, which shouldn't be hard for, like, the type of person that has time to do this.
Yeah.
I mean, let's face it. Yeah. You know, back in the day when I was 19, bro, I would be doing every job bad. So, like, yeah, I wouldn't even need to try to do bad. Yeah. I would just be, like, fucking it up.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
So, but, I mean, take that money.
Yeah.
So, I think, dude, I don't know what the requirements are. He's paying people to just, like, be posting on their personal Facebooks.
Yeah, I don't know.
Just throw some typos in there, maybe a couple winks.
I remember when I was 19, I applied to Firehouse Subs, and there's, like, a thing where you have to put in your social security number. I was like, I'm not gonna tell Firehouse Subs my social security number. What the fuck? And so I just didn't fill it out.
Oh my god.
And so that's
why you've never had a job.
Yeah.
This whole time.
Well, like, I'm telling these people in the industry, they all know my social security number.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now that's on my business card.
Yeah. But anyway, man, a big win last night. This episode is super political, but, you know, I'm feeling good.
Big W.
And I don't know.
They,
like,
couldn't
also
even do that thing last time. They tried to do that thing where when he won New Hampshire.
Yeah.
They were like, yeah, but look at Sanders' numbers versus moderates.
Yeah. Oh, they tried to do it today, like, but he still
beat
them.
They tried to do it, and he's still, even if you combined.
Yeah.
You know, even if you combine the moderates, still. Massive W, landslide W.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, so I'm feeling good. And also, dude, there's really, like, not much else going on in the world besides this right now. That's another reason why I'm unable to distract myself from it.
I have,
what else is happening? Like, at least nothing interesting for me.
Yeah.
But it felt good. And I'm having fun. I'm really having fun watching, like, certain categories of freaks just have a really, really fucking rough time, man.
Yeah.
It's a real bad time for, like, upper middle class white liberals, especially white women.
Yeah.
Fucking having a breakdown right now.
Yeah.
And I've been trying to compile, like, the worst posts, but it is funny to see. And it's like, dude, it's 100% wanting to speak to the manager energy.
Yeah.
Cause they're so mad about this.
Right.
And it's because that, like, the Bernie campaign isn't specifically targeting them.
And in this case, the manager is Tom Perez.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, but it's the same thing because they're realizing, like, that the campaign doesn't need them.
Yeah.
Normally, a campaign would be targeting, like, upper middle class white people.
Mm-hmm.
And they feel they're so baffled that they're not being treated special.
Right.
And that, like, nobody cares if they don't support him. Just like, yeah, who cares?
Right.
And they're so fucking mad about it.
Yeah.
Having, like, meltdowns.
Right.
Just that, yeah, they, like, can't wrap their mind around it.
Yeah. I mean, I won't say her name, but there is a white woman who is the daughter of a very rich actor, slash creator of a TV show.
Oh boy,
Who
I know what you're talking about.
You know, not gonna say her name, but she is the daughter of one of the creators of Seinfeld. I had just posted a pro Bernie thing. And she replied, like, you guys are all insane. And it's like,
why?
No, we're poor. I mean, that's the thing. It's, they're all people who do not have a single middle class person in their life.
Yeah.
All the people that are loudest online who are throwing out these, like, accusations of, you know, Bernie bro harassment.
Mm-hmm.
It's all, you know, people who are rich liberals who have been just raised on, like, respectability politics.
Yeah.
Right? Who don't actually care about, you know, the working class.
Yeah. And I'm definitely not part of the working class anymore.
Yeah, I mean,
and I'm definitely not poor anymore.
Yeah.
But, like, I'm still super into it just because it's like, I mean, I'm rooting for something real. That's like,
yeah.
Something that's real that's, like, happening before my eyes. And I do agree
absolutely
with the stuff.
No, I think he is a once in a lifetime politician.
Yeah.
He's truly a once in a lifetime candidate. I think he's so important.
And I mean, dude, I love seeing the system being fucking checked.
Yeah.
It's great. I'm ready to crumble it. It feels good. But yeah, people are losing their minds. And if you pay it close enough attention, it's wanting to speak to the manager energy.
Yeah.
It's like that same thing where it's like getting mad at a service worker because they're, like, slightly, like, not nice enough to you or something. mm-hmm. and you're just completely baffled that you're not being treated like a prince or princess.
Right.
And wanting to fix it.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
That you're not being like, I'm not being treated like royalty for spending $2 at Starbucks or some shit. You know? Yeah. It's the same thing.
Yeah.
And I'm just watching the ultimate meltdowns. Let me see if I have some of these worth reading. And then I've also just seen some that are just like classic bad, dude. I saw the worst one in the world.
Yeah.
You might have seen it. Did you see the Hermione one?
No.
Oh, bro. Can I read it on
air? That's not great.
Let me read it. This was from a few days ago. By the way, real quick, because
you mentioned Hermione, I went to Universal Studios for the first time yesterday, right?
Oh, yeah?
I had a couple friends that were in town, and I stopped by, I was mostly at the Simpsons area.
Yeah.
I was like, I'm not here for any of the baby show characters. I'm not here for any of the baby movie characters or whatever. You know, I'm posted up at Moe's Tavern. You know, I'm doing Simpsons stuff
wow.
for Universal.
Okay, yeah.
But we stopped by Hogwarts for a second, and I was like a little high,
mm-hmm.
and I went on the Harry Potter ride, it's like very dark and whatever, but it stopped like mid ride, like there were technical difficulties.
Oh really?
And I was just like, I was just in the Harry Potter ride. It like stops for like 2 minutes. They're like, sorry, we have technical difficulties, and it just like. I fully dissociated.
Yeah.
And I was just like, I don't know how long I'm going to be here, but I'm choosing to practice radical acceptance right
yes.
now. Because I was just in the Harry Potter ride, like, while it's, like, frozen, and I was like, I don't know, I could be here for fucking hours.
What were you seeing? What were the visuals around you?
Animatronic
owls? I don't even
know
what
it was like. It stopped at, like, a... Yeah, I think it was, like... Post owl, I think.
Were there loops happening? Just like, yeah, you're a wizard, Harry. You're a wizard, Harry.
Well, you're like on. You're supposed to be on a broomstick with Harry.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. I do
going
know
through
ride,
all
yeah.
the all the shit. Uh-huh. The mommy ride is the one that really goes bananas.
Yeah, yeah.
But Jurassic World was closed, and you know, but it was fun.
I like Universal Studios.
Yeah.
Okay, so this tweet. This is just a bad one. This isn't even a meltdown one.
What is it?
I'm not gonna say their name, but. Here's the tweet. The fact that grown-up Hermione Granger is right there with a plan to give every elf a sock and telling you that she is willing to be the president and some of you are not excited to vote for her just ... blows my mind.
That
E.
sucks.
Warren, 2020, all the way for me. Somebody replied, a Harry Potter reference and a perfect political endorsement? Ma'am, we stand.
Woo! Was that a man that replied?
Two white ladies, of course.
Oh, okay.
Two Gen X white ladies.
Yeah. That would have been cool if it was a guy that was trying to get pussy.
Yeah. No, I mean, bro, there are a lot of them.
Yeah.
You know,
but
there are a lot of those.
I mean, and that's the thing is I like Warren. I
yeah.
like her. But it's
I like her,
the,
too. I'll say some nice things about her in a second.
No, like,
don't let me forget.
I think that acting like she is as bad as Bloomberg and Biden and Buttigieg is
that's disingenuous. That's like
disingenuous, and yeah, it's like it's not. It's
she's just there's somebody we like
it's
better.
Very misguided, but
yeah,
like the support isn't there, and so it's like I'm very fine with like her as a running mate.
No, I would love it.
And
she is,
I mean,
dude, she's really similar to Bernie with the policies they say they support.
Right.
It's just like, it's weird to, I mean, she's losing, like, objectively.
No, she's objectively losing. And so
yeah.
it's like, to,
it's weird to be
to hitch
knocking
a,
another candidate.
Hitch
from
a
behind.
Ride to that wagon at this point
yeah.
is like, it's a waste. It's a wasted vote.
Yeah. And so, dude, a lot of the bad posts I've been seeing from that election,
and I don't love
up.
That she's been she did participate in the debate like, oh, like, what about your supporters?
Yeah.
Thing.
Bro.
Which
well,
I,
people bring. Dude, I saw this last night.
Yeah.
People bring a lot of that on themselves.
Yeah.
You know, and what do you expect? Like, if you post something bad, dude, if I post something bad about the Atlanta Braves right now,
yeah.
my fucking replies are going to be full of Atlanta Braves freaks getting
yeah.
mad at me. It's like, yeah, people, like, if you say bad shit about something other people like, like, it's that same thing with, like, somebody the other
yeah.
day posted that shit where it was like, South Park ruined culture. It's the worst thing to ever happen to our culture. and like got like fucking attacked.
Of course.
You know, it's never good to be the main character on Twitter and get attacked and like death threats and shit.
That's the goal of Twitter's. Who said the
That's
goal?
Like,
of
there's that quote. It's like, you don't want to be the main character.
Yeah.
Or the goal of Twitter is to not be the main character.
To
for
never
the day.
Be the main character.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's like, I mean, bro, if I even if I believe that, if I dropped that post and it started getting traction, I'd be like, gone, yeah. delete it.
I would never disrespect Cartman.
Bro,
on
I don't
Twitter.
Need the South Park people coming
after
me.
I will never disrespect Matt and Trey.
You know, yeah.
In any capacity.
Yeah.
You will never see me in any capacity, be it audio, be it on Twitter, anywhere. I will never disrespect Matt and Trey.
Sometimes
and
you just have to decide what
Cartman.
Fights are worth, like,
yes,
you know, having. Because, like, oh, perfect example, dude. Perfect example. That Jamila Jamil episode I did.
Oh, uh-huh.
You know, I, bro, by the yeah. way, I still stand by everything in that episode because mm-hmm. it's been... People really close to that story have reached out and like yeah. confirmed shit to me. Mm-hmm. They can't, they're not going to, they're close enough that they can't like be on the podcast.
Yeah.
To do
I was over here. I
still think it's a fascinating thing.
I was not a part of all
but
that.
But yeah, I mean, it's not like, you know, there's a lot of people who kind of believe her. There's bro, a lot's been confirmed.
Yeah.
And I've gotten more shit, but also when I got it, I'm like, this is I cannot carry the sword. Like, I'm not going to carry this
sure.
sword. Like, this is not my fight.
Yeah.
Somebody else can if they want. Like,
no,
I did the
yeah.
one funny episode, but I'm not going to do the fucking... I'm not going to try to take the celeb down. This is not
no,
worth
yeah.
it. It's not worth the wrath.
Yeah,
So it's like, anytime you're getting attacked for,
yeah.
like, some weird, like, South Park sound
right.
off, it's just like, bro, I'm going to delete
yeah.
this part. Like, I don't need
yeah.
to have the South Park fight right
no,
now.
No, totally.
I'm always surprised when people don't take those down.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like, I don't need this.
Yeah.
I would probably delete the fucking episode if her fans came after me hard, too.
Yeah,
I don't care enough.
Yeah, you hit me up about that. I was like, yeah, I don't need to be a party to this.
Well, you were sick, too, so I needed to do
sick.
A solo episode. I thought it
yeah.
was interesting.
Yeah.
But yeah, I have... Rob, a lot of people hit me up to confirm things. But
no
more
comment.
Than anything, it's just a funny episode.
Yeah.
But that is all to say, what was I talking about? Oh, like getting attacked. Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
I was saying, like, a lot of people bring this on themselves.
Yeah.
Because they're just like, you know, they get mad, but it's like there's so many people on there, like, after he had, like, a sweeping victory, still, like, lecturing Bernie supporters on, like, how they need to change their campaign to do better.
Yeah.
Like, no, they're winning. Like, they're
right.
doing good.
Yeah.
Like, how to personally win me over is, like,
right.
the tone of these. Like, okay,
yeah.
look. Like, yeah, but you need to change if you want to win me over. And, like,
right.
this is why
I mean, I do think I have certain friends that are Bernie supporters where they're posting a lot right now.
Yes.
There's certain friends of mine where I'm like, okay, chill,
yeah.
bro, come on now.
Well,
ooh.
Well, I will say this.
We don't need you speaking. Let them do it. Well, I don't need you specifically.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, well, and I'll also say this, too. I don't know how much weight our statements carry versus, like, the Chapo boys, but he is the front runner now, and you run a different campaign as the front runner. Like, you don't need to be attacking. Like,
oh,
so
no.
Time to pull back the attacks.
Oh, no.
Time to pull back the effects, respond
like,
with selfies or Bernie donation screenshots
yeah, Bernie's,
to the freaks.
Bernie is no longer, I mean, he's the front runner. Like, he's not, I obviously, like, facing a lot of, a lot of heat from the establishment, but I think operating as if we're
the underdogs yeah.
is actually like a disservice. Maybe.
Yeah, we don't have to do that anymore.
Yeah. I think it's all about just sort of like targeted optimism.
Yeah.
I think maybe just sort of, I don't know. He's doing well. And just like, let's keep it up.
Here are some highlights of, some kind of out of context reactions. These are all people reacting to Bernie winning.
Yeah.
This is one of the wildest ones I saw. Leah McElrath. I think she's kind of infamous. She goes, I keep thinking that in the U.S., many white people, myself included, are now feeling a level of fear that black people have had to learn how to survive for generation after generation.
Oh, boy.
What?
Oh, boy.
Seeing Bernie win is making me feel like a black person
oh
in the
boy.
60s.
Oh boy.
I know. Bro, there's so many. Ooh. And then I can't figure out if this account is a parody, but they're, I don't even want to know if I want to read this like verbatim, but they're basically saying that they're talking about how Vernie yells and is like loud, which is another thing, like, oh, ugh, he's too loud. Said, like, she goes, that's why I was always kind of turned off by Malcolm X and Martin Luther King. I get being upset by injustice, but you don't need to raise your voice. That's why I prefer Bloomberg's steely, icy stare.
Oh,
it
my
gets the
God.
Point across while keeping the decibel level at a reasonable volume.
Shut the fuck up. Jesus Christ.
This, I've been trying to figure out, that might be a parody account, but I mean, I've scrolled pretty deep. And if it is, it's been around for a while and like really dedicated. So hats off if that's a parody account, because it's fucking hilarious.
Yeah.
But it's sort of hard to, I don't know.
Yeah.
I really don't know.
While many appreciate rap music, I find a lot of it to be a little loud and vulgar.
Yeah.
This is why I only listen to Will Smith.
I'm excited to see Pete in South Carolina, man.
Yeah.
I'm excited.
Man.
He's got like 2% of the black vote. There's going to be some real good pandering going on.
I'm trying to see Pete drop his hot sauce in the bag.
Yeah, he's going to be doing some hot sauce moments.
I need a Pete epic hot sauce moment.
Oh, 100%.
I need...
gentlemen, listen. I'm not here asking you for a hood pass. I'm here asking to get the hood passed the divisive rhetoric dividing our nation.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yes, dude. Yes.
Was a dude... Yeah. Man, he's probably gone too.
I mean, I hope so. Oh. I think he'll be around for a little bit, unfortunately.
Yeah, he'll be sticking around. Oh, here's what I have to say about the Warren stuff. Yeah, I mean, I saw her event. I was there for a weirdly long time
because
I had to kill time. Everybody there, super nice, man.
Mm-hmm.
It was a whole different vibe.
Yeah.
It felt like I was at a small town fair.
Yeah.
There was kids with hula hoops and bubbles being blown.
Right.
I saw... Big Structural Bailey, the inflatable dog, and one of her volunteers asked if I wanted a selfie, which I did.
That's
By
cute.
The way, not a selfie. That's a big fucking one criticism of the Warren campaign. A picture of yourself is not a selfie. It has to be on reverse camera mode, taken by yourself.
Damn.
You can't have a person take a selfie of you.
No, that's true.
They all say it. Warren says that too. But yeah, I got my Big Structural Bailey
pick.
It's
a front-facing camera situation.
Bro, yeah, you don't...
Yes,
yeah,
dude.
Come on.
Yes.
Get with it. Get with the times. But yeah, I mean, they're all super nice, but just the energy is not there. The vibe was like, it was her get out the vote rally, and everybody is sitting in the lawn. They sat down during her speech. It was just like, just not the same. And the energy, the energy wasn't there. And she talked and like super charismatic and... Awesome hearing her talk. She did a great job.
Yeah.
But just, it's simply, it's not even like about whether I like her or not. It was just like, clearly the energy's not here.
No. And yeah, absolutely.
For the
campaign. Right.
It's gone. You know?
Yeah.
I think she had a big rally the other day, like last night or something in some other state. But it's like, look, Bernie has an army out there canvassing.
Right.
It's just, if there's anybody, it's not even, Warren's not to blame.
No.
Just like, you know, Bernie's got way more people out there.
He's got the juice.
Doors. Yeah, he's got the juice.
Yeah.
She just doesn't have the juice.
Yeah.
And she's still I think any normal candidate would have dropped out by now.
I think it would be... I mean, ideally, she drops out, endorses Bernie.
That'd be great. She's still hanging on.
Yeah.
And people are still hanging on.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I have no issues with Warren people. I don't have any issues with Warren either.
No,
really.
No. And yeah, I don't want to be another Bernie guy who is equating her with the others, because I think that is disingenuous.
And I think she's a great candidate.
Yeah.
It's just like, how can I not deny the juice?
Yeah.
The juice is right there in front of my
head. Yeah.
Like,
by the way, he said juice, not Jews.
Well, I don't want to deny the Jews either.
Yeah.
I stand a Jewish king.
Yeah.
You know, Bernie, that is.
Right.
Not Bloomberg.
Yeah.
Although Bloomberg is not practicing. I don't know if Bernie is.
Sure.
Practicing Jew.
Yeah.
Bloomberg, definitely not.
Did you
also,
see that? Oh,
single.
Did you see the... oh, yeah.
That's just... I mean, I joked about that on Twitter, but... Bro, that seems just wrong to me. Like, President Solo in the White House posted up by himself.
No,
going to bed by himself.
Mm-hmm.
Trying to fuck Mm-hmm. Not, well, yeah. Bill Clinton was trying to fuck people who saw his wife too, but that didn't work out either.
Yeah.
But like, not even having a wife, like, or anybody.
Right.
Like, this like transcends race, sexuality, everything.
No,
just like
you can't,
a man by a single, himself in there.
Yeah, a single candidate is not. Is,
by himself, mm-mm. looking up porn in his bed,
yeah.
doing whatever he's doing. Bro, mm-hmm. that's just a recipe for disaster.
He's
not right.
Raya.
I'm not trying to see that guy decorate mm-mm. the Christmas tree by himself. That's sad.
Yeah.
I'm not trying to see it.
Uh-huh.
You know, I've got a divorced yeah. dad myself. I'm not yeah. trying to see that in the White House.
I think that's
give me
like,
anything else.
Well, that's literally the only cool thing about him.
Is that he's divorced.
Is that he is, you know, a rich single guy. But no, that's not cool. It's not cool.
No, he's definitely
even, the one cool thing isn't even cool.
He's not. Yeah, he,
no,
he's
too old for that
cool
to be.
Way.
No, there's not. He's 78.
No, he's not like Richard
no, that's
Branson.
Not,
like
that's
topless.
Not cool.
He's not like riding a windsurfer.
No.
Like buff with a
no.
model. Like
no, no, no.
Yeah, he's like
no. He's getting.
He's
no.
on like whatever version of like the billionairematch.com is. Just like
yeah,
like. Trying to find a picture of somebody else's dog to post there as his profile
yeah,
picture.
That's not... He's...
Like, I would love to get to know you better and have maybe
no.
some pot roast at
yeah.
this place I know.
Yeah, I don't know, man.
I have some
I don't
good
know.
Wine
that
if
is
you would
like
to come over.
The... There's...
no,
yeah, that's...
Speaking firsthand experience of watching a middle-aged guy try to get back into the dating scene,
yeah.
don't need that energy in the White House.
Yeah.
Absolutely not.
No.
Simply chaotic.
No, absolutely not.
You don't need it. What were you yeah. going to say before that?
Did you see the clip of him on Celebrity Apprentice?
No.
Oh, pause it real quick. Let's find that. Because right. that is, like, very worth finding.
Okay.
Yeah, pause.
All right, here it is. Let's check this out.
Yeah, Francophile.
Francophile?
Yeah.
All right, then.
That's what, by the way, he's a, pause this. That's the reason why he was on the Lolita Express, actually. he was eating hot dogs.
Yeah.
he's a Francophile. That's the only.
Who says that? It took me a minute to realize he's talking about hot dogs.
Yeah, he loved
bro,
a hot dog.
Don't call it a Frank. Nobody does
I mean,
that. What
yeah,
the fuck
yeah,
is your
he's
problem?
He's the mayor of New York.
That's
he's
what
a,
you call the product.
He's
that's
a
what the
Frankophile.
That's like what the item is called at like Kroger. Be like
you can't,
beef franks.
If there are other ophile allegations
yeah.
out there, you can't be calling yourself a Frankophile.
Just don't if you're running for anything, don't call yourself any kind of ophile. Like straight up. All right, here we go.
Oh man!
Oh, look at this.
Oh, you
train.
Pause on him eating a hot dog,
yeah.
and he loves it.
Very good. I can't tell whether these are better or worse than the one the men's are selling until I have a hot dog with the men.
Oh yeah, so it's a woman team making hot dogs.
Seeing the men, you guys look better.
Oh. And he's like, these are some beautiful females. Oh, yeah, Stephen Baldwin.
Sir.
Very nice of you, Gene Simmons.
The question is this the best hot dog, or is the best hot dog sold by all of those gorgeous women at the last hot dog stand? Very good.
And I'll bet he'll never reveal the answer.
And that's why you're the mayor in New York.
Oh my
Stephen Baldwin
god!
Being like, and that's why you're the mayor of New York.
Oh, dude,
he looks so weird.
Eating
he took
them too.
One bite out of a hot dog, and Stephen Baldwin was like, "That's why you're the mayor of
yeah.
New York."
The entire just, clip is crazy.
He
to
just
watch.
Ate a hot dog.
Yeah, like, oh,
no,
good
that's,
job. It looked hard for him to even do that. You could tell he's like barely done it before in his life.
No, he's
he
not
just,
eating
like,
hot
ate
dogs.
Like a turtle. He ate like a turtle
he's
eats
not
leaves.
A Francophile.
Mm, delicious hot dog.
Yeah.
Dude, that, he's so bad at being a human being.
Voice.
He's so bad at it.
That was...
I love delicious hot dogs in the city and municipality of New York City.
I'm something of a Francophile.
Yeah.
Mm.
Tastes like delicious beef.
Damn. You've got the grill. Can we have some hot dogs?
Oh, I do. I could cook you some...
Ooh.
good Chicago style hot dogs.
I'm feeling like a Francophile.
Yeah.
Right now.
Oh, dude, he's so bad at being a human being. And you know what's funny? Yeah. Watching him and Trump next to each other on that.
Yeah.
It's just like he's outclassed by Trump in terms of just charisma on screen.
No, 100%. Trump,
like, even it's the dumbest premise.
Yes.
They're being fed hot dogs by Gene Simmons.
Yes.
And
we're watching. Else? Yeah. It's
Stephen
these
are Baldwin and like some other people I don't even recognize.
It's celebrities who are on their last legs.
Yeah. And
who
like,
out of desperation are on a reality show.
But Trump somehow doesn't look dumb standing there being involved in it.
Yeah.
He's like, which, you know, a good host won't look dumb doing that type of stuff. Like, he, you know.
He knows
Trump
how to work the camera.
He's good at like being a host. That was my impression from that rally. It's like, yeah, he's fucking an entertainer.
Mm-hmm.
There's no denying it's entertaining. Like,
no, that clip is like, what year was that?
No.
Even was that maybe 2009?
Yeah, like not
was
long
that
ago.
Like that could not have been that long ago.
Hmm, so good, almost as good as a slice of pizza pie.
Yeah.
Just
only
bro,
hot
also,
dogs that man's eating.
If that man tries to ban or limit soda in any way, I'm buying a gun, dude. I'm buying the sniper rifle. I'm not saying on this podcast what I'm gonna do with it. I'm just gonna buy it. That's not illegal. It's not illegal to say that I'm gonna buy one.
Yeah.
I'm not saying I'm gonna do anything with it, but I'm buying a big ass big ass rifle. I'm gonna be one of those. I'm gonna be like the Kent State gun girl.
I was gonna
around.
Say the only hot dog Michael Bloomberg is eating. This is off the ping pong menu. He's like, yeah, I'm kind of a Francophile.
Yeah.
I would like a, I'm kind of a Francophile. I'd like one hot dog, extra napkins. Extra napkins. I'm a Francophile.
Jeff, this is a beautiful plane that you have.
He's on the flight records.
Yeah.
He's
on man. There's another debate coming up. I hope he just gets worked. He's probably practicing though. I don't know.
He's got to get
doing what?
He's
got to
get
sure.
worked.
What an absolute freak.
I don't know.
Of a human being,
I don't
man.
Understand who is.
I don't think I like anybody less than Michael Bloomberg in the entire world.
Yeah. No, fully.
Bro, like.
No, and he made me kind of like Biden again.
Anybody.
Yeah.
Seeing him, seeing that guy.
Yeah.
Bro, like him, if it came down to him and Trump, people will like, they would be rooting for Trump. How could you not?
Right.
How could you not?
It's not gonna, I don't think.
It's like human psychology.
Yeah.
You're just wired. Seeing him being like, Donald Trump, like, I have done better in business than you. I started my own business.
Ugh.
And we'll see what the American people choose.
Yeah,
like,
I would lose my
and
mind.
And Trump over there calling him like Mini Mike.
Yeah.
I see him over there. He's standing on a stool. Like, yeah.
Yeah.
And nobody has the brain power to not laugh at Trump.
Right.
Saying shit like that.
Yeah.
It would take like monk level focus to meditate and root for Bloomberg.
No charisma.
Zero. Zero swag. The man has zero swag.
Ugh.
Awful.
Ugh. Nasty. Goddamn.
We got pretty political on this one, man.
Yeah.
Well, but, you know.
I'd love a hot dog.
I will cook you one.
May you please make me one hot dog?
I will. I might even eat one, too. I'll have to see. I mean, I have Vienna beef franks.
I would love that. I would literally love to.
I cooked them up before the debate. I didn't plan on it.
Yeah.
But when I caught myself, like, cheering and, like, eating a ballpark dog.
Yeah.
I was like,
that's real political junkie shit.
I didn't mean to. I was excited about it.
This is my sports.
I don't get excited about any of the debates.
Yeah.
I just was hoping to see Bloomberg just get his balls.
No, it
was
a very exciting debate.
Yeah.
It was the first one where there were a lot of like, you know, running laps around the around the room moments.
I mean, dude, and I'll leave it at this, like, no matter where you stand on like who you support or whatever, even if you're a Trump person, like Bloomberg, he's literally trying to buy this election. And it's just, it's fucked up and depressing to watch.
Yeah.
And I don't, if it were to work, it would be a ripple effect on me.
Yeah.
Cause it's like,
no, I'd get blackpilled.
You live, it's hard enough to like just survive now mentally to know that somebody could do that and that works.
Yeah.
All faith lost.
All You're faith
just like,
would be lost.
What could you believe in?
Yeah.
If he's able to buy it. And with the posts and the billboards that he's doing.
Yeah.
Literally is putting out billboards that are like, Trump cheats at golf. Michael Bloomberg doesn't.
Yeah.
Like, all right.
Okay. Yeah, cool. Thanks for reminding us that you guys golfed together.
Yeah, also, literally, I don't believe you're good at golf, Bloomberg. Like, straight up, there's no way.
He did the one, the billboard that's like, Donald Trump eats his steak well done with ketchup. Mike Bloomberg eats it medium rare.
And Mike Bloomberg eats it raw.
Yeah.
He just swallows it. He doesn't even chew.
God.
He chews it. He has somebody chew it up like a bird and spit it in his mouth.
Man.
Yeah, it's
pathetic.
So bad. But, like, yeah, absolutely, it's just like, pathetic. That's the one reality I would be. It would be worse for me to live
that timeline
just,
like, is.
To see him buy it with, like, bad advertisements.
Yeah. No, that's like that. No, 100%. If it is Bloomberg Trump, I will kill myself. Like,
it would be
actually
hard.
And it's not,
already it would be like
I'm not just saying that. I will
it would be hard.
I'm
not
just saying that. That's a promise.
It would
and that's
bro,
a goddamn promise.
Yeah. It would be like oh no. It would just be bad.
No, I would feel so oh my god.
It would
god.
Be like finding you know, like living in the Matrix.
Yes.
Before getting unplugged.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Unplug the goddamn Matrix.
It would
Matrix.
Be like if Neo went back into the Matrix.
Yeah.
But didn't forget about what he learned.
Yeah.
Oh.
And I'd be taking pills, a dangerous amount of pills.
I don't know. I would have to figure out what I would be. I would become a different guy, but I don't know what it would be.
I would kill myself. I'd be a dead guy.
Yeah. I mean, we couldn't do our careers now. Can you imagine like trying to write like a kooky show?
Uh-huh.
Like a Bloomberg presidency.
I know. Man. Goddamn.
Knowing he like bought it.
Yeah.
That's so fucked up.
After already having gone through 2016, which is like, it's very hard to like, that was, I felt very defeated.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
It's fully affected
But I was also
me.
Like, full. I was like less engaged. So I was like kind of, you know, I was busy doing some other stuff, but. Yeah, if it was
you,
Bloomberg Trump,
it already
I
is,
would put a gun in my mouth and I would shoot.
It already affects you just in the sense that, like, you know, he just openly does stuff all the time.
Yeah.
Trump does. And it's like, yeah, there's nothing you can do to stop it. Mm-hmm. Like, yeah, even like seeing it's like, yeah, the impeachment was pointless.
Yeah.
And I knew it the whole time. It's just like, well,
what's
the point?
The level of hope I
he
do.
Just pardoned Rod Blagojevich, which is so funny.
Goddamn.
As an Illinois guy, it's so funny.
Yeah.
And fucked up. I mean, like,
right.
Rod Blagojevich deserved to be in jail.
Right.
100%. It's a really funny person to pardon. Just,
yeah.
I mean, they're boys. He was on The Apprentice, right?
I
think he was.
That makes sense.
I mean, if not, he was there in spirit.
Check out.
But
it's
yeah.
Tom Green was on Celebrity Apprentice.
That rules.
That's pretty cool.
Oh, yeah, he told us some stories.
Yeah, he told some stories.
Yeah.
It's funny that there's one person on the Venn diagram of, yeah, but still in Celebrity Apprentice.
Yeah.
Would love to get Rodman in here.
Oh, that would rule.
Yeah.
I would love that.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I don't know how to close this one off.
Let's go eat a hot dog.
Yeah, let's go eat a beef frank.
I'm a Frankophile. if you live in LA, come to the Satellite on March 8th, Sunday, March 8th. Got a nice show back at it at the Satellite. So come out to that. The last one sold out, so buy tickets.
I have plugs that I don't have the dates in front of me for some Bernie fundraiser events I'm like involved with, but
yeah.
I'll share them to my story.
I've got a Bernie fundraiser event this Thursday at Non Plus Ultra. That's also worth coming to. That's a
I'll plug
lineup.
Those.
I just
those
did
are very
a
LA specific
Bernie fundraiser at the Laugh Factory last week, and it was electric.
Yeah.
It did make me understand Clapter in a way that I never did before. Cause I've never been one of those guys that like comes up and just like makes points.
Mm-hmm.
Like there's like certain people who like their currency is claps instead of laughter. And I threw in like a couple like anti-Buttigieg lines in there.
Yeah.
That I didn't normally say.
Mm-hmm.
And it was everybody clapping and I was like, oh, I understand this.
Yeah.
Like I understand how Sam B is what she is.
Yeah.
You know, I understand how, you know,
just like batting off the tee.
Right.
Just fucking dingers.
Very fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Easy.
But yeah. All right. Yeah.
So I'll plug those. Final plug. bro, sign up to volunteer for Bernie, even if you don't support him. I'm for real. I think it's just fun.
Canvassing I'm for like Bernie rocks.
Even if you don't believe in it, just get. I mean, it's a fun thing to do. It's as an activity alone.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
You know, and I already laid out my other points. So
yeah,
get in there. It was cool to see.
Yes, sir.
And that my election coverage will probably come out sometime soon. Maybe Patreon. I don't know. I'm gonna see how it sounds.
Drop the Patreon up.
Yeah.
The Nevada Patreon up. All right. Bye, guys.
Bye.